Welcome back guys, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are on our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today we are going to make loki ki sabzi or butter goat sabzi. This is a very homely and comforting sabzi recipe and very light on your stomach. It is very easy to make, delicious and a perfect everyday meal in northern and western part of India during summers. So for making loki ki sabzi, we are going to take 1/4 cup of clarified butter in a wok on low heat. Now we are going to add 2 medium sized onions, thinly sliced. Now we are going to cook the onion for nearly 1 minute to make them just soft. So our onions are soft. Now we will add 500 grams of diced loki. And we are going to cook the loki for 15 to 20 minutes while covered with the stirring occasionally. And guys, loki is called by different names in different part of India, just like it is called dudhi in Gujarat and ghiya in northern part of India. So we'll cook loki, as I said, for 15 to 20 minutes while covered with stirring occasionally. And guys, recipe I'm showing here is of dry loki sabzi. A lot of people I know who never liked the bottle gourd or loki as such, and when I made them try this recipe, they loved it. They simply loved it and kept asking me about the recipe for the sabzi. So we are going to cook the loki for further 5 minutes until the pieces of loki become soft. So our loki is soft. Now we will move these loki pieces on one side of wok, and we are going to add 4 medium sized tomatoes diced on one side of the wok and 3 to 4 green chilies chopped. Now we are going to cover these tomatoes with pieces of loki. Now we will add 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 2 teaspoons of coriander powder, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, and salt to taste. Now we will cover it and let it cook for 5 to 7 minutes. We don't have to mix the spices. We will cook it as such by covering for next 5 to 7 minutes. So it's been 5 to 7 minutes. Our loki is cooking. So let's check if the tomatoes are soft. So yes, they are soft. So guys, if tomatoes are not soft, you have to cook it further. So now we are going to mix all the spices, onions and tomatoes with loki. So we have mixed everything. And guys, we will cook this loki mixture with spices until all water is evaporated and dried and ghee separates on the edges. So everything is mixed with the spices. Now we are going to increase the heat from low to medium, and we will cook it further. And guys, while making this recipe, you will think that why we are adding these many 4 medium sized tomatoes in for only 500 grams of loki. But guys, the main taste in this dish comes from tomato its. And just for your knowledge, we are not going to add any garam masala in this dish. You'll feel the difference of this recipe from others, as the sweetness of loki pieces along with the tomatoes overpower the whole dish. So as you can see, water has dried and ghee has started separating on the edges. We will cook it for further 2-3 minutes and then our loki ki sabzi will be ready. So ghee has separated finally and our loki ki sabzi is ready, and we will garnish it with some chopped coriander. Here are quick and easy, delicious loki ki sabzi is ready. And now comes the time to try the delicious loki ki sabzi. So we will try it. Guys, It's really juicy, and pieces of Loki are melting on my palate, and sweetness provided by clarified butter, onions, tanginess of tomatoes, and the kick of spicy kick of green chili make this Loki sabzi really amazing and delicious. And as I said, it is perfect for your everyday meal. You can try Loki ki sabzi with chapati, parantha, or with rice. So do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section below this video. So guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like, and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.